So, first,
If you have foster parents and pay $15,000, that's because of the need. We need to preserve this placement as much as possible. Let's pay. And a lot of times that's what I would call provider management. First, we just need this money. I don't care what's going on. I know this case was substantiated. We need this placement. So what can we do to preserve this placement? Because the child isn't going to have anywhere else to go. They're going to keep the child at home.
Okay,
And
now hold up.
what amount are you requesting?
Okay, listen, let me ask you this. Where do we start?
With the Department of Human Services contracts with Family and Children
Okay,
Services. You
got
want to
you.
start with the state systems in this area, in Georgia. Because the contracts are there, but it's not enough providers.
And we need
And it's
providers.
backed up, like kids are backed up while pending the services. It's so terrible. It's so disappointing because it's, well, I guess when you work for it, you see all of the numbers and you see the need in real life, and it's like not enough to link the kids to. Don't let them have autism or something like that. That's a whole nother life, child. You have to tell them, baby, you pretty much gonna have to move out of state. We don't have the resources for your child, for this child. Kenny K loves somewhere in Baltimore. You're gonna have to go somewhere over there. It's not available for you here. Shit, when you say group homes and shit, that shit is loaded. It's not that simple. I mean, it's a lot. You like forming that to meet that service is a process.
So getting a
It's
group
not cookie
home is
cutter.
right. So getting a group home is hard.
No, it's not hard, but when you get it, it's a lot to go into it that you want to be very particular about to make it a real placement
Right, because
and to
first.
align to get certain funding to make it that real placement.
Okay, so first, you have to, in order to, when you deal with children, I do know this, you have to deal with the parent.
If in a lot of
If the
times they
parent
don't
is there,
have a
right.
parent,
Then you have to
so
deal
you have
with
to locate
child
that
services,
parent.
right. Everything you do requires. I remember when I was working inside the prison, and they everything that because at one time they had there it was a whole adult prison. Then the juveniles came.
And the juvenile's a whole nother
Oh,
because there's so many
whoo, whoo.
child things attached. Like if you're dealing with just, oh, I got a group home with special needs people who are adults, bitch, that looks totally different than a child that's in service. A child is a
The
child. It's a whole nother.
correctional officers couldn't even grab them because if they received a mark, they had to answer to child services, social workers, and parents. The social worker inside, the counselors inside the prison were so pissed when the juveniles came because it's like dealing with an adult, we
It's
can,
totally
it's
different because they're
right.
their own guardian.
Right. Then on the flip side, everything you do have to go through child services. You gotta
And child
contact them.
services approaches are so different than like adult protective services
You gotta give them
approaches.
cookies and milk at night. They had to have a video game. We're in
School
prison.
lunch program, they have to be in school programming and stuff.
Yeah.
You can't just administer medication to them. It have to be consented by their legal guardian, who would be
Yeah.
the state. It's so different. And it's loaded.
So my
So
question
like a group
is,
home for like adults, so easy. People, it's so common. Like even for a resource like that, which we offer to it at my agency, it's so easy for us to link the adults and to just kind of throw them over there and put them over here. And the processes are so much. It's so different because they're adults. It's almost like nobody really cares like that. But now kids, it's a whole nother beast. It's like they're kids. So it's so many different people to answer to and different things. And in Georgia, it's gonna be a lot of black kids, minority kids with deep ass issues that are very black. So that's a whole nother thing. And you
Trust
got
me.
kids with AIDS, kids with special needs. These kids still need to be placed. They still need a home. They still need all this stuff to connect to. Don't nobody want them. First of all, the few placements that are in, nobody want them. I can't do it. You can't help but to respect them because if they can't do it, they just can't do it.
So now they just lost.
What can we offer them? What can we pay? What can we do to secure a placement for these kids?
And that's why the offer is so much because we know you really don't want to do it, but we know most times dollar signs get people going.
Yes. And a lot of times they not even just say they get dollar signs. Dollar signs are good, you know, especially when you opening your home to this situation. But the dollar signs can help you to be more of a service to the child.
Okay.
Just more of a service because you'll be able to buy little things, maybe do more, maybe provide a better quality of life for the child.
Okay.
And ultimately, the child, it will be in the best interest. The child will grow and kind of become better.
Okay, so
because you provide a certain kind of life.
Mm-hmm. And I'm asking this question. I want to know, like, what type of services would I know what services my program is offering.
If you want a mentoring like service, that's different than a place.
No, I just want resources. I want to find resources for these people. I want to know.
Sounds like you want several contracts with the state to wrap around
right.
the child.
You know, I already said hip to hip modules. I want to take them from. I want to give them tools that,
will allow them to be high functioning, independent.
On, exactly.
And transition into a world where they're able
exactly.
to self direct.
Exactly.
And grow their own
exactly.
life. So that's an independent living program,
okay.
IRP program with the state. So you definitely want that kind of contract as well, because that allows you to give them the skills, but
mm-hmm.
you're getting the funding from the state, mm-hmm. and you're formed as a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
exactly. That's exactly what I want because. They should have to keep going through that type of situation. They should be getting put in place to become that independent woman or man that they need
right.
to be.
And so it kind of looks like this. So the person with the you the ILP. First of all, I'm the placement because the child had to have somewhere to go to stay. You know, this child who you're servicing, he got to live somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not providing the service.
Mm-hmm.
So he lives over here with the child placement agency in the foster home, but he's connected to your services to learn all of those skills that you're talking to.
Got you.
But now, what if this placement is disrupted and he don't have this home?
My point.
But then he's still connected to your services.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to keep him connected, keeping him with that structure where he, even though he don't have nowhere to go, you're still trying to, like, keep all of that going.
And that's
so
what the parents
do to make sure he has a stable home to grow from your program.
And that's what the parentage is about. See, the whole concept of the parentage, I have it, but it's more in depth than what's on paper.
Mm-hmm.
So many times we, and the lady that I showed you her name, Pat, on Instagram is Patty Bean, right? Mama Patty. She comes to mind whenever I think about parentage because how warm her heart is. Patty Jackson coming to mind when I think about the parentage. Parentage is basically around, like, retirees that retired. And normally when you retire, you look for something to do.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You don't just be comfortable with retiring. And I wouldn't, it would be like a hand select, like you would be personally selected to be a parentage.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Because parentage is, there's so many kids out here that, and they act the way they act and they do the things they do because
of their background.
We haven't had dads to say, I love you, or give you a hug, give you a kiss. We haven't had parents in the home. There's so many times that we heard, you ain't shit. You ain't going to be nothing but like your father.
See,
I hate
like
you.
That's common and, stuff with our kids. But then there's other layers because now that they've been abused, they come from them broken homes, things have happened.
Right.
And the shit that then happened is really caused them to like be set all the way back,
right.
jeopardize future placement and things
and
like that.
And that's where the hip-to-hip come in at. Like, I would pick older. You have to be older to be a parentage. And I'm not saying you can't get this from no youth. I'm not saying that. Older just give you that love, that patience. You have that patience. How many times you look at your mom and just people. I just seen it on the Braxtons. The girl said, she told her mom, her kid is having a baby. The mom said, oh, that's so great. And they're like, But what the fuck? That ain't. When I told you the shit, you didn't say that. Big time.
She was younger. It was a different time.
It's not even just a different time. You get older.
Yeah.
You get more softer. You understand what I'm saying? Different. The grandmoms, me personally, I'm like, well, mom, well, how the fuck can my child get away? You hollering at me about jumping in my child's ass about something you would have jumped in my ass about.
Yeah, but it's different.
You got older. You see things different. I was so young when I first had my child. I thought what my father taught me was the right way. Stern, aggression, fuck them up when they do something, come to the school, fuck them up if they call you. But you don't want your kid to fear you. My aunt asked me a question. She seen me getting in my son's ass, like I digs in my son's ass. And she said, let me ask you something. You want your child to fear you or respect you? Young and being stupid, naive, and ignorant, I said, oh, he's going to respect. He's going to fear me. And out of that fear, he's going to respect me just because he fear me. Stupid thing to say. So she says, okay, okay. But how about when fear leaves? I never thought about it until later. Because she said, you know, at some point, fear leaves. And when you stop fearing somebody, that's when the disrespect comes in that. Because you fear this person. It's just like a bully. Once you stand up to this bully, you know you got him. Man, fuck you. I don't give a fuck about you. I'll kick your fucking ass again. And it makes sense. If you have your child respect you, out of the respect, he would never disrespect you.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense.
It's kind of like discipline minus punishment.
But sometimes, don't let me just take whipping their ass all the way out the equation. Sometimes they need to be fucked up. Like, seriously. Because children will test you. And sometimes you just gotta bust their shit open. Like, no. It's not I'm not saying just abuse these kids. But you have to fuck that. Bernie Mac wasn't lying when he said you have to fuck these kids up. You do sometimes. Modern day society is so fucked up. It is. And it has a lot to do with our television. The shit they plaster on TV.
Well, we can't say that and say you have to, but, you know, kids learn by shaping and modeling and stuff. So watch what you're showing them, watch what you're exposing them to, watch how you're training them up, and then you don't have to whip their ass.
No, listen, my son, I told him he can't play no gun games, no nothing. He would sneak and put Grand Theft Auto on.
And so that's grounds to beat his ass.
Boom. I didn't whip his ass, you know what I did? I took the game I paid for. Just so happened it was trash day. Wrapped it up. Damn near snatched the TV out the wall,
how
too.
How did that work out for him?
And threw it in the dumpster.
How did that work out for him?
Oh, he's pretty good now.
So I would say that those kind of radical means and that, you know, approach is probably more effective than the approach that imposes fear and those things.
I mean, I cleared the air at the beginning of my parental guiding. My child through shit. I was, woo, a damn drill sergeant. I was a fucking drill sergeant.
Oh, you're not telling me shit. I don't even know you. I definitely know those things.
I was a fucking...